Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lynn Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be with you once again for our show. As always, we thank and praise God for the opportunity. Praise God to come and to share with each and every one of you. Praise God, those that are signing on and also those that come on later on. Praise God by way of touching and the reaching into the archives and just receiving the word of the Lord. We thank God for that opportunity. We have been blessed to be blessed with many here that are on Blog Talk Radio that has been given the opportunity, the chance that as we minister, praise God, or as we share or whatever is on our heart with each and every one, that they are archived. All of our segments are archived. And, of course, that you can go back into them and, of course, listen at your, you know, your time and, of course, great pleasure, that time that you feel that is best for you, praise God, as well as if you want to share, you can also do that, praise God, with different ones as well. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for that opportunity. And we want to give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio always and say thank you for that opportunity that you have given unto us in order for us to be able to do that. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We are just grateful, hallelujah, glory to God. We are in the midst of getting some things and doing some things and pulling some things together. And, of course, by the grace of God, we'll, you know, keep you abreast of all things that we, praise God, are in the way of doing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, to the glory and honor of the kingdom of God. And, of course, that for those that are going through, praise God, as we pray and stand in the gap, praise God, for each and every one of you. We thank God for you again. As I said, if you can contact us always by writing to us, praise God, or calling us or emailing us, praise God, at email me at drlily@yahoo.com. That is my new email address. Of course, you can call us at 305-917-5223 or 786-991-4818. And I think I have an extra... I have a 99 here, but disregard that. We'll change that, but it is 4818. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And, you know, we'll be able to minister and to give you prophetic word, pray with you, counsel with you, whatever the Holy Spirit may make you aware that you are in need of, or you feel in yourself that you desire this or need this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We offer, praise God, and we thank God for it. We do ask for a little donation. We thank God for that too, because that helps us, praise God, with our work and what we are doing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We've kind of been on the quieter side to some degree in some areas, but nevertheless, God is, you know, he's still pushing. And as he's pushing, we are still listening and learning, hearing, and moving forward, praise God, as he gives us the strength. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We can only do as he gives us strength to do, and we thank God for the strength that he gives us. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're not doing this in and of ourselves. Hallelujah, glory to God. We know that God is in this, and we can't praise him and glorify his name enough for it being done in Jesus' name. Amen. As you know, the call-in number for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show is 1-646-478-4952. Feel free to call us while we are on the air, praise God, and we will certainly, you know, let us get through to a point, and then we will, of course, open the microphone for you. We value your presence, praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, amen. Thank God for this today, hallelujah, glory to God, again, the opportunity. We are going to be picking back up on our teaching today to some degree, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We have just a few moments of, you know, that we want to be sharing with you, praise the Lord, and some scriptures as well. You know, we want to kind of touch base on that manipulation again, on that psychological manipulation again today. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. On last week, of course, we just had to come in and do music and prayer. And, of course, I thank God for that, too, because that is always timely, regardless of what, you know, what is going on. We don't always know the heart of the matter, but we know that the Spirit of God knows the heart of the matter, as well as our heart, our mind, soul, spirit, and everything that is contained to us or pertaining to us. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. So we have to be obedient when he leads us to do something, because he knows the before and the after. Hallelujah, glory to God, and everything that goes in between. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise, for he's worthy, praise God, to be praised. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to have some just a little bit of music first and foremost, and we're going to come back and have our prayer.
and maybe a little another song or so, and then we'll get on into our teaching. It's not a real long teaching today, but we definitely want to touch bases on that. So let everyone know that the Let's Talk That Little Radio Show is on air. Praise God, that is around you. Praise God, and let them listen in. We think it'll be a blessing to you as well. And we have, I believe, one more segment where we want to be talking about this psychological, maybe two psychological manipulation stuff, because so many times, I mean, I was just dealing with a situation scenario not too long ago and had really just encountered the experience itself, not on my own side per se, but through this dealing with someone that was going through some things and so on and so forth. And in the process of doing that, of course, there was that particular scenario operating in there. So it's so much, it's a very wide subject if you just want to get in, not even just going into the medical aspect of it, but just dealing with it, praise God, or the mental aspect in that way, but just dealing with it from a spiritual aspect of it as well, praise God, as the natural, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So there's much to be said about that, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, and we're just kind of just touching bases on it, as I said, as we are going through today. So listen and be blessed. Hallelujah, glory to God. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise his name. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise and praise and praise and praise him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory in the seat of the Moshe. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory in the seat of the Moshe. Hallelujah, Santo Moshe. Glorious Lord, we thank you, Father. We glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you even for that rainbow color. Father God, I don't know exactly what you are showing me here, but Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that whoever, Father God, you have collectively placed, oh God, in and around that place that you are seeing in the realm of the Spirit. I thank you, Lord, and reminded of the promises that you made, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that Father, we thank you that wherever they are, that your promises, my Father God, that you have already, Father God, placed upon those lives that Father God, you have made through your word by your Spirit, oh God, that maybe somehow it's not receive those words, may not know how to receive those words, but Father God, but God, that they will be in that place, oh God, as hallelujah, yes, God, as you gather them to yes, God, yes, God, as you gather them together in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they may come together in one accord, oh God, in the place that you have called them to in the name of Jesus, that they might receive the promise, they might receive the blessings of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, that you've already placed in their lives, oh God, in that day now, oh God, present time and in their future, oh God, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I want to stick in your seat under the real shitty under the real sun, under the one of seat. You need your seat under the behold, and your son, and your other will see how to your son, and your see a hallelujah. That in your seat under the most she had the other will say, Kitty under the most see, and the other will see, hallelujah. For you know everything about them, Father God. You know where they are. You know what is going on. You know what their needs are. In the name of Jesus, and oh my Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for divine provisions. Hallelujah. Glory to God for them now, even as I pray in the name of Jesus that every need is met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For your honor and for your glory. And oh God, even as I pray right now, Father, that young man that called me, hallelujah, earlier, Father God, I just pray, Father God, that those needs, those specific needs that he has, oh God, is as I don't know, it seems like he's before my face, oh God, in the realm of the spirit, and I just pray for him now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would meet those needs, oh God, specifically, Father God, for that request that has been made and he came into agreement with, in the name of Jesus, that man from Ghana, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for being done in Jesus' name. Touch his life, oh God, and order things, Father God, in the way that they should be. Hallelujah, glory to God, according to Isaiah 45 and 2, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, for those that are, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm still seeing images. Every face that I see, God, in the hallelujah, glory to God. You know every individual, Father God, every face that is before me in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that specifically you know every situation, again, every circumstance, every condition, every problem, Lord, every need. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to the Namasita, glory to the Sindarity, hallelujah, oh glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, have your way in that life, in their lives, oh God, do a work in them, oh God, according, hallelujah, to thy perfect will, oh God, and bring them to that place they need to come, Lord, for your honor and for your glory, oh God, in Jesus' name, and for their good. You know what their needs are. And I thank you, my Father, for touching each one, hallelujah, glory to God, specifically, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whose face I saw, hallelujah, before my face today. And Lord, those that are coming in around about, oh God, touch and touch them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for meeting needs in their lives as well. But those ones that are specific, oh God, you know their special needs, maybe, I don't know, but I know they showed their faces, and God, touch them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus for your honor and for your glory. Lord, thank you for that today. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us, oh God, as you bring forth the word, bring forth the teaching, Father, bring forth in the music, bring forth in prayer, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, prophetic, however you want to use us in the name of Jesus, God, whatever you want, God, we surrender, submit, and Father God, obey, hallelujah, glory to God, we thank you for the word, we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity, and we thank you for touching the people's lives, oh God, in these hurting times.
In the name of Jesus, so that every need will be met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God that the provisionings are there for our lives, their lives, and everybody else's lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, those that have suffered such devastation and such a loss that needs comfort, oh God, and encouragement, oh Lord, I pray, Father God, for undergirdment today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for your mighty hand of mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your healing power flowing through each and every individual that stand in need of healing and deliverance and restoration in those areas as well. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for it, and we be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, Father, Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. You are good God, tried and true. There is none like you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your assistance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus. We praise you for it. You didn't have to do it, but thank you, Jesus, that you saw fit to do it for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we praise you and thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Always and forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we thank the angels as they are moving even so. In the name of Jesus, in and around about us, oh God, helping and bringing forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because they are ministering spirits that are sent forth, oh God, to those that you have already designated, oh God, to be receiving, to receive their assistance in Jesus' name. You said in Psalm 91 that you would give your angels charge over all of us. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I thank you, Lord, that I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Don't let us dash our foot against a stone, because that is the condition there. Don't let us kick, oh God, but help us to be humble. Help us to be obedient and help us to be receptive in the name of Jesus. Whether we understand it, oh God, or not, help us, oh God, to be in that place. I put myself in this number too, because I too am human and I may make mistakes. I know I'm not perfect. So, God, I just pray for this, my Father, in the name of Jesus, for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, oh, God, in Jesus' name, that you are even your son, yes, God. Yes, Lord, that you're even dispatching the angels to assist now, even as I pray. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, thank you. And I give you praise for it being done. In Jesus' name, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And to you be all the glory, honor, and praise, and thanksgiving, always and forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, precious Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we look forward to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That God is just moving by his Spirit, and he is going to bless us and bring us through. Oh, hallelujah. There are so many things, so many hurting souls. But we thank God for his presence. Thank God that he is more than able, hallelujah, glory to God, to make a difference, to change things according to his perfect will, hallelujah, glory to God, that he wants, hallelujah, glory to God, and enabling us to be the people that he is calling us to be or desiring that we may be or become in the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. The S-O-U-L series, Emotions, the Mind, the Will, the Emotions, Part 4, and Part 4 of 4, dealing with the emotions and the will, our emotions and the subject of anger, and picking back up on the subject of psychological manipulation. As we are picking back up on today on our subject, we want to just touch base again, like I said, on the psychological term of psychological, and of course, relate also to just kind of look again at that term that is manipulation. And of course, we're not, like I said, going in real deep on it today, because there's such vast amount of information, praise God, on these two words alone, these two terms alone, you know, in dealing with our emotion. And as I said on the onset of the show, I saw witnessed something myself and seen this in action to some degree. Of course, I've had some experiences in my own life that have happened, but just to kind of see it when we were talking about before about the words and the phrases in which people would say to you and all that kind of stuff and so on and so forth. There's more of that that we're going to talk a little bit about that, which quote-unquote comes with the attitude and mindset or whatever. But it's such a vast topic that we can talk, vast subject matter that we can talk about, praise God. I didn't know, you know, when we started out, we were just going to do the anger and that was it. But it, as it turned out, the Holy Spirit wants this done a different way. So I'm going to do what he's given me because I know this is him and how he's given it to me. And as he puts it there before me, before my eyes, whether he put it in my spirit or whatever, however he wants to give it, I'm going to try and do my best to deliver. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and also come back and tell you what the Word of God is saying. Just kind of share a little bit of the Word as well with it. Praise the Lord. Psychological defined as relating to the branch of biology that deals with the normal function of living organism and their parts, etc. Anything physiological has to do psychologically. Psychological has to do with the body and its system. What I said, that's physiological. I'm sorry. Okay, of course, to do with that. Yes, I got it. And so we're talking about some things that, like I said, are going into the organism. Anything, of course, it says talking about psychological has to do with the body and its system. Then, of course, we are aware that the body has many systems, and likewise, when dealing with emotions and counterparts, there are variations in our systematic situations that occur when one is in any type of emotions of state. Everything in us, it works together, hallelujah, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it's the physiological systems or psychological, feeling the mind and all of that stuff. And it's all a composition. The blood works. All of that it's kind of all working together, even as we kind of talking about it when we introduce this subject. We find that there's mood swings. Things happen. Sometimes you can be so happy and everything's going fine. Something can, someone can say to you, something can happen and could just send you into the state of flux. You just, you know, you don't know which way you're going, all this. And then, of course, you have the different types of people have different character. And, of course, you're dealing with characteristics, aspects, and all of this. So it's just such a great, vast amount of things that we deal with, and it's all the components work together in some way, shape, form, or fashion, because we are totality, the body, you know. And so it within the confines of the body, dealing with the brain, actually we have the mind, the will, the emotion, the heart, all of this is going on, the nervous system, all of this is a part of everything, the composition of what we are, how we are made as human beings. And so all of us, we are affected in one way, shape, form, fashion, and another. Now, of course, it's not always the same because we are different. As much as we are alike, we are still quote-unquote individuals. And, of course, there are certain things that happen as a result of where we have been raised. Of course, our cultural backgrounds and all of this, there's so many different, like I said, variations, praise God, in which things can happen in our lives that can help to shape us, to form us, to make us who we are, who we become. And, of course, dealing with emotion, dealing with things and, of course, how we process. And we talked about that as well, how we process certain things. People process things differently regardless of what they are. Praise God, hallelujah. No one ever processed things exactly the same, again, because we are, quote-unquote, individual. We are uniquely made, hallelujah, glory to God, in and of ourselves by the grace of the Creator, hallelujah, glory to God, who made us. Now, for a moment, we want to just talk about this. This is a characteristic, of course, of promoting normal or healthy functioning. And now, for a moment, let's talk and take a look at the word and or term characteristics. Now, we looked at that. It's a distinguishing trait, just a touch base on that, and a quality. Now, when we look at it, excuse me. Now, when we know that we see in that word characteristic, we see the word character that is in there. And a character structure is a system of secondary traits that are manifested in the specific ways that an individual relates and reacts to others, to various kinds of stimuli, and to the environment, as I said. Now, for instance, a child whose nature or nurture and or education caused them to have conflict between legitimate feelings, living in a illogical environment, and interacting with adults who do not take the long-term interest of the child to heart will be more likely to form these secondary traits. And it says, in this manner, the child blocks the unwanted emotional reaction that would have normally occurred. And remember, that word is blocked. And we still have that. We see a lot of times when we are dealing with emotion, we're dealing with things in our own lives, even as adults, because certain things that have happened in our lives, we don't may not realize or want to acknowledge it, but there are times we put up these quote-unquote blocks. Sometimes they're emotional blocks. Sometimes they're mental blocks. So, you know, and, of course, we know that, of course, there are spiritual blocks. We know that there are generational blocks. There are so many different kinds of blocks that can enter into our lives and cause havoc in our lives as a result of, quote-unquote, the psychological manipulation and or somehow or another the connection or bonding within and confines about that. My God, glory to God, I feel anointing. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, my God. As a result of that, so much can happen within us. And sometimes we find that it is locked within us and we don't understand it until sometime one day, you know, like all of a sudden this thing began to surface and it's like, whoa, what up? What happened? Where did this come from? But it was there all the time. And, of course, there are times that happens because of what we have experienced or gone through as children. And, of course, children become adults. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And if you don't take out the garbage, you don't get all that off of you before you get that point, and it's going to carry over on to where you are even as an adult. And, of course, it says the block, the unwanted emotional reaction that would have normally occurred, although this may serve the child well while in that dysfunctional environment, it may also cause the child to react in inappropriate ways by developing alternative ways in which the energy compulsively surfaces ways damage to his or her own interests when interacting with people in a completely independent environment. Major trauma that occurs later in life, even in adulthood, can sometimes have a profound effect on character. Okay? And also there's another term that is given, post-traumatic stress disorder. That's another example that was given, of course, this is from Wikipedia. It says how character may also develop in a positive way according to how the individual meets the psychological challenges of the life cycle. And, of course, this is by Erickson, E-R-I-K-S-O-N. Okay, and of course that there are many other schools of thought on this as well. Now let's take a look at manipulation. Now manipulation is defined as a skillful control by something or someone. And the origin of manipulation comes from the French from manipuler to manipulate, from manipulee, and the pharmacist term for a handful, origin, original, a bundle of herbs from classical Latin, and that of course that word is manipulus. And, of course, the noun aspect of that, it says that it is an act or practice of manipulating, the state of being manipulated, a shrewd, mischievous, abusive, shrewdish, ominous, dangerous, or devious management, especially for one's own advantage. And that means taking advantage of somebody else, knowingly taking advantage of somebody else. Because of, and you know what you're doing, you know, but you have your desire, your plan. So therefore you use, quote-unquote, those different types of tactics that would benefit you. And, of course, we know we've all either somehow or another experienced some of this at one point in time or another. If you haven't, keep on living. I can tell you for sure you will. But the question we ask is, what does the Bible have to say about this in regards to our emotions and our actions? And I want to share a few scriptures with you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that I just felt that this is what I should bring to the table today. And, of course, that is from Proverbs 29:11 ESV. It says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. You got to be wise, hallelujah. My grandma used to say, a still tongue toads a wise head. You got to be careful what you speak, how you speak it too. And, of course, number two, 2 Corinthians says 10:5 ESV, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And number three, Romans 12:9 said, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Ephesians 4:26-27 ESV says, be angry and do not sin. That is our main theme scripture that we use on this. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. And perhaps you may ask how. But remember, you know, we are in a battle. Night and day, whether we realize it or not, there is always something going on, and we must adopt the attitude at times when things have taken us to our limit. God is still God. And as he told Joshua when the load was dropped on his shoulders, and we're going to close with that, it's Joshua 1:9, an ESV, and it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wheresoever you go. And when you know you've got God on your side and you're trying to do the best that you can, regardless of what it may be, however it may seem, trust God. Trust Him. Put Him first always in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And put Him first in everything that you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever you go, whatever you say, when, where, and how, you know, are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But let God be there, because the Holy Spirit will guide you, and He will not only guide you, He will teach you, lead, and guide, and also by His Spirit, He will strengthen and undergird you as well. Amen? And empower you to stand and to do what needs to be done according to the Master's will. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we do invite you to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Take the time out. Ask Him to come into your heart to save you, wash you, cleanse you, forgive you of everything that you've done, you're doing, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And to fill you with His precious Holy Spirit. Receive it, because the work has already been done by atonement on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give Him praise. Say, Jesus, come in and take over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My life, make me what I am to be and supposed to be. Hallelujah, glory to God, and reconcile me back to the Father that I might have a right relationship. Not only praise God with my brothers and sisters and those that are around, but with God, hallelujah, Almighty Himself. In Jesus' name, to the glory and honor of His praise, amen. Come back and join us again for our show as we continue on teaching, praise God, on this particular subject that we're teaching with emotions, and we are on the subject, subject of anger, praise God. And we have, I think, as I said, a couple more to deal with, praise God, with regard to psychological manipulation. We look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. Thank you.